5. The Tipping Point: How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference. By Malcolm Gladwell. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Tipping Point: How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference is a book by Malcolm Gladwell that explores the concept of tipping points and how small changes can have large effects. The book looks at how ideas, products, messages, and behaviors spread through society like viruses do in nature. It examines why some trends take off while others don't and what makes certain people influential in spreading these trends. Gladwell begins by introducing the three rules of epidemics: the law of the few, stickiness factor, and power of context. He explains that for an epidemic to occur, there must be a few special people who are able to start it, the law of the few, something about the message or product that makes it memorable, stickiness factor, and an environment where it can easily spread, power of context. He then goes on to discuss examples from history, such as Hush Puppies shoes becoming popular again after years in obscurity due to one person's influence. Gladwell also discusses how social networks play into tipping points. He talks about how word-of-mouth marketing works better than traditional advertising because people trust their friends more than they trust companies. He also looks at different types of connectors, people who know many different kinds of people, and mavens, people with deep knowledge on specific topics, who help spread information quickly throughout their networks. Finally, Gladwell examines ways we can use this understanding to create positive change in our world today. He suggests creating environments where new ideas can flourish, using connectors and mavens strategically, making sure messages are sticky enough so they will be remembered, targeting influential individuals rather than mass audiences, and recognizing when something has reached its tipping point so you know when to stop pushing for further growth. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The law of the few: a small number of people, known as connectors, mavens, and salesmen, are responsible for the spread of ideas and products. Summary: The law of the few states that a small number of people, known as connectors, mavens, and salesmen, are responsible for the spread of ideas and products. These people have the ability to connect with others and share information, making them essential for the success of any idea or product. Main idea number 2. The stickiness factor: ideas and products need to be memorable in order to be successful. Summary: The stickiness factor states that ideas and products need to be memorable in order to be successful. This means that they must be presented in a way that is engaging and memorable, so that people will remember them and be more likely to spread them. Main idea number 3. The power of context: ideas and products are more likely to be successful if they are presented in the right context. Summary: The power of context states that ideas and products are more likely to be successful if they are presented in the right context. This means that the environment in which they are presented must be conducive to their success, such as having the right people in the right place at the right time. Main idea number 4. The power of word of mouth: word of mouth is a powerful tool for spreading ideas and products. Summary: The power of word of mouth states that word of mouth is a powerful tool for spreading ideas and products. This means that people are more likely to spread an idea or product if they have heard about it from someone they trust, rather than from a commercial or advertisement. Main idea number 5. The power of small changes: small changes can have a big impact on the success of an idea or product. Summary: The power of small changes states that small changes can have a big impact on the success of an idea or product. This means that even small changes, such as changing the packaging or the wording of an advertisement, can make a big difference in how successful an idea or product is. Main idea number 6. The power of networks. Networks are essential for the spread of ideas and products. Summary: the power of networks states that networks are essential for the spread of ideas and products. This means that having a network of people who are connected to each other and can share information is essential for the success of any idea or product. Main idea number 7. The power of viral marketing. Viral marketing is a powerful tool for spreading ideas and products. Summary: the power of viral marketing states that viral marketing is a powerful tool for spreading ideas and products. This means that creating content that is interesting and shareable can help to spread an idea or product quickly and effectively. Main idea number 8. The power of social proof. People are more likely to adopt an idea or product if they see others doing it. Summary: the power of social proof states that people are more likely to adopt an idea or product if they see others doing it. This means that if people see that others are using or enjoying an idea or product, they are more likely to try it themselves. Main idea number 9. The power of simplicity. Simplicity is key for the success of an idea or product. Summary: the power of simplicity states that simplicity is key for the success of an idea or product. This means that ideas and products should be presented in a way that is easy to understand and use, so that people will be more likely to adopt them. Main idea number 10. The power of emotion. Emotion is a powerful tool for spreading ideas and products. Summary: the power of emotion states that emotion is a powerful tool for spreading ideas and products. This means that creating content that evokes an emotional response in people can help to spread an idea or product quickly and effectively. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The law of the few states that a small number of people, known as connectors, mavens, and salesmen, are responsible for the spread of ideas and products. These individuals have an innate ability to connect with others and share information in ways that make them essential for any idea or product to be successful. Connectors are those who know many different people from all walks of life. They can bridge gaps between different social circles and help spread ideas quickly. Mavens are experts on a particular topic or field. They possess vast amounts of knowledge, which makes them invaluable when it comes to spreading new concepts or products. Finally, salesmen are persuasive communicators who can convince others to take action on an idea or purchase a product. These three types of people play an important role in helping ideas become popularized by connecting with large numbers of people through their networks and sharing information about the concept or product in question. Without these key players, it would be much more difficult for any idea or product to gain traction within society. Main idea number 2. The stickiness factor states that ideas and products need to be memorable in order for them to be successful. This means that they must have an element of engagement, something that will make people remember it and talk about it. It could be a catchy slogan or phrase, a unique design, or even just the way the product is presented. The idea is to create something that stands out from the crowd and makes people take notice. In his book The Tipping Point: How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, Malcolm Gladwell explains how this concept works in practice. He talks about how certain ideas can spread quickly if they are presented in an engaging way, like when Sesame Street used catchy songs and characters to teach children important lessons. He also discusses how companies use advertising campaigns with memorable slogans or visuals to get their message across. The stickiness factor is an important concept for anyone looking to promote their product or idea successfully. By creating something memorable and engaging, you can ensure your message reaches more people and has a greater impact on those who hear it. Main idea number 3. The power of context states that ideas and products are more likely to be successful if they are presented in the right context. This means that the environment in which they are presented must be conducive to their success, such as having the right people in the right place at the right time. For example, a product may have great features, but if it is not marketed correctly or placed in an inappropriate setting, it will not reach its full potential. Context also plays a role when it comes to ideas. Ideas need to be framed properly so that they can resonate with their intended audience. If an idea is too complex or abstract for its target audience, then it won't gain traction no matter how good it is. Therefore, understanding one's target market and presenting ideas accordingly is essential for success. In conclusion, the power of context emphasizes how important context can be when trying to make something successful. It highlights how crucial factors like timing and presentation can play into whether an idea or product succeeds or fails. Main idea number 4. The power of word of mouth states that word of mouth is a powerful tool for spreading ideas and products. This means that people are more likely to spread an idea or product if they have heard about it from someone they trust, rather than from a commercial or advertisement. In his book The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, Malcolm Gladwell explains how the power of word of mouth can be used to create social epidemics. He argues that when something reaches its tipping point, when enough people start talking about it, then it will become popular very quickly. Gladwell also explains how certain types of people are more influential in creating these social epidemics than others. These connectors are individuals who know many different kinds of people and can easily spread information between them. By understanding the power of word of mouth and identifying connectors within your target audience, you can use this method to effectively promote your product or idea. Main idea number 5. The power of small changes states that small changes can have a big impact on the success of an idea or product. This concept is explored in depth in Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference. In this book, Gladwell explains how seemingly insignificant changes can lead to dramatic results. He uses examples from marketing and advertising campaigns to illustrate his point. Gladwell argues that small changes are often more effective than large ones because they are easier to implement and require less resources. For example, he cites the case of Airwalk shoes, which experienced a surge in sales after changing their packaging design slightly. Similarly, he discusses how adding just one word to an advertisement for a new type of toothpaste resulted in increased sales. Gladwell also emphasizes the importance of timing when making small changes. If done at the right moment, even minor adjustments can make all the difference between success and failure. Ultimately, the power of small changes encourages us to think carefully about our decisions and consider how even tiny alterations could potentially improve our ideas or products. Main idea number 6. The power of network states that networks are essential for the spread of ideas and products. This means that having a network of people who are connected to each other and can share information is essential for the success of any idea or product. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell explains how small changes in a network can have an exponential effect on its growth. He argues that when certain conditions are met, such as having influential people within the network, it can lead to rapid adoption and diffusion of an idea or product. Gladwell also emphasizes the importance of connectors, those individuals who have wide social circles and act as bridges between different groups. These connectors help spread ideas quickly by connecting different parts of a network together. Additionally, he discusses how mavens, those with deep knowledge about specific topics, play an important role in helping others understand new concepts. Overall, the power of networks highlights how interconnectedness is key to successful innovation and diffusion. By understanding how networks work and leveraging their power effectively, businesses can create powerful marketing campaigns that reach far beyond traditional methods. Main idea number 7. The power of viral marketing states that viral marketing is a powerful tool for spreading ideas and products. This means that creating content that is interesting and shareable can help to spread an idea or product quickly and effectively. As Malcolm Gladwell explains in his book The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, the power of viral marketing lies in its ability to reach large numbers of people with minimal effort. By creating content that resonates with people, it can be shared rapidly across social media platforms, reaching more potential customers than traditional advertising methods. Viral marketing also has the advantage of being cost-effective compared to other forms of advertising. It requires little investment upfront as there are no costs associated with producing ads or running campaigns on television or radio stations. Additionally, since it relies heavily on word-of-mouth promotion from satisfied customers, it often leads to increased customer loyalty, which further boosts sales. Overall, viral marketing is an effective way for businesses to promote their products and services without having to invest heavily in traditional advertising methods. By creating engaging content that resonates with consumers and encouraging them to share it through social media channels, companies can reach larger audiences at a fraction of the cost. Main idea number 8. The power of social proof is a concept that has been around for centuries, but it was popularized by Malcolm Gladwell in his book The Tipping Point: How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference. According to this idea, people are more likely to adopt an idea or product if they see others doing it. This means that if people observe others using or enjoying something, they are more likely to try it themselves. This phenomenon can be seen in many different areas of life. For example, when someone sees their friends wearing the latest fashion trend or trying out a new restaurant, they may be more inclined to do the same thing. Similarly, when people hear about how successful certain products have been for other customers, they may be more likely to purchase them as well. Social proof is also used heavily in marketing and advertising campaigns. Companies often use celebrity endorsements and customer testimonials as evidence that their products are worth buying. By showing potential customers what other people think of their products and services, companies can increase sales significantly. The power of social proof is an important concept because it shows us how powerful influence can be on our decisions and behavior. It demonstrates why we should pay attention to what other people think before making any major decisions, even if those opinions don't necessarily reflect our own beliefs. Main idea number 9. The power of simplicity states that simplicity is key for the success of an idea or product. This means that ideas and products should be presented in a way that is easy to understand and use, so that people will be more likely to adopt them. By making something simple, it becomes easier for people to comprehend and utilize it, which increases its chances of becoming successful. In his book The Tipping Point: How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, Malcolm Gladwell explains how small changes can have big impacts on society. He argues that when something is made simpler, it has the potential to become widely adopted by many different types of people. For example, he cites the rise in popularity of Hush Puppies shoes as an example of how simplifying a product can lead to widespread adoption. Gladwell also emphasizes the importance of understanding your audience when creating something new. If you want your idea or product to succeed, then you must make sure it appeals to those who are most likely going to use it. This means taking into account their needs and preferences before designing anything. Overall, the power of simplicity suggests that if we want our ideas or products to be successful, then they need to be kept simple yet effective. By doing this, we increase our chances at achieving widespread adoption from all kinds of audiences. Main idea number 10. The power of emotion states that emotion is a powerful tool for spreading ideas and products. This means that creating content that evokes an emotional response in people can help to spread an idea or product quickly and effectively. People are more likely to remember something if it has an emotional component, as emotions create strong memories. Furthermore, when people feel emotionally connected to something, they are more likely to share it with others, thus increasing its reach. In his book The Tipping Point: How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, Malcolm Gladwell explains how the power of emotion can be used strategically in marketing campaigns. He argues that by understanding what triggers certain emotions in people, you can craft messages and stories which will resonate with them on a deeper level. By doing this, you increase the chances of your message being shared widely. Emotions also have the power to influence decision-making processes. Research shows that decisions made while feeling positive emotions tend to be more successful than those made while feeling negative ones. Therefore, using emotion strategically when crafting messages or stories could lead to better outcomes for businesses. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, Be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.